T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are ready for spring. That means your lawn is ready to go, and you're probably going to be thinking of maybe a landscaper. Michelle Corey of the Better Business Bureau is joining us, and there are some common problems people run into when it comes to choosing a landscaper. What tips can you give?
Well, that's right. So Better Business Bureau is advising consumers to, you know, do their due diligence and take time to research options before choosing a landscaping contractor or lawn service. You know, last year, BBB St. Louis received about 500 complaints about this industry. Many of the complainants reported that they had encountered problems with companies either not honoring contracts, such as on-time completion of the project or overall poor workmanship and service, and some involved billing issues. One thing to do is ask referrals from your friends and family members who they use. Another resource is bbb.org. You can go there to obtain a business profile, which includes a letter grade about the company as well as any reported complaints or posted reviews.
When it comes to things like if you were hiring a contractor, you would have to ask about insurance and all those kind of things. Is that important when hiring a landscaper as well?
It is, especially if you're going to have, you know, any kind of major work. It's important that you do it correctly. So you'll want to ask, you know, are there permits required based on the work they need to do? Also, are there going to be any do any digging, making sure that 811 is called 2 to 3 days before, so utility workers can come out and mark underground utility lines. Also, you'll want to ask for an inspection if you're just doing lawn service. Not get it over the phone. It's difficult to know what your lawn needs unless they come out and inspect it. We always say use the rule of thirds. Pay, if there's a contract involved, a large dollar amount, pay a third upon signing the contract, a third midway through, and a third upon completion and satisfaction. You know, again, if it's a big job, make sure you have a contract with all promises in writing. And one thing, too, you should think about is, are you okay with chemical treatments for lawn and landscaping maintenance? You know, if you have young children, if you have pets, you want to ask about your options and see if there's a green pet-friendly lawn care service and products that they can provide you with.
To the point of the person coming to do the work, I suppose they get complained about if something happens with a lawn. I mean, July and August can be pretty tough on yards. So what is the responsibility, you know, if your grass starts getting brown or things die because it's hot?
That's right. So some companies will, and ask about what they do offer in the form of guarantee for the service provided, but also any kind of warranty on the products you're purchasing. So some lawn care services, for instance, will guarantee that maybe trees they plant or bushes will last a certain period of time. So ask what that guarantees and what your responsibilities are as well on watering the lawn. There's a lot of questions to ask to make sure you're getting the right company that provides well-trained individuals and then that you have some protection. So that's why contract and warranties are important.
If you have any other questions or you want to research companies, BBB.org is a great place to start. Michelle Corey of the Better Business Bureau, thanks for the tips.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.